Always for the excellence of your Ru'ah. We gather here the Bayat of our Abba, the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel, and the Tigva of the whole house, Israel. So as we prepare our lev, our mind, for the great battle of the onslaught by the powers of darkness, for at the certain sound of the shofar, we do prepare ourselves. Yahshua HaMashiach, that we come before the presence of our Abba. We bind every foul thing of darkness, every corrupt spirit that wars against integrity, power of Torah, and the minds of your people. We bind that adversary, every shaitan, demon, every foul and insidious power that works against the Torah of our Abba, or resist it in the mighty name of Yahshua the Last. For you declare unto Israel, we would submit ourselves unto your word, Emats. We have power to resist Shatan. You declare that he must flee. So resist him. In Yahshua's mighty name, we submit unto the authority of your Torah. We pray that your purpose, your will may be wrought in Israel today. As your people on this Shabbaton gather in many nations of the world, and even in these states of the United States, we pray for Israel. We pray for your bayat, your call and elect. According to your foreknowledge, you have elected them. We pray for them with great tefillah, our prayers, that they may be heard of our Abba. For you declare, if any man be a worshiper of you, Yah, you shall hear their cries there to feel. So we pray unto you with repentance, teshuvah, that there is a deep commitment, our Abba, unto you. Yahshua declares unto us the power of your Torah and the strength and the fortitude of the Nabi, that they preach the power of Yah's kingdom. So we wait for that mighty manifestation. We know your kingdom dwells within through Israel. We long for the changing of these bodies, that we may be translated into the kingdom of our Abba. We know that the physical despising or despairing of this body, there's a grade of honor to be wrath to come unto Israel. So cleanse us all today and wash us by the dam, the blood of Yahshua the Lamb. There will be no evil or corrupt thing in Israel. On this Shabbat, We bring no burden into the fire of our Abba. Bless our friends and listeners, those that support the works here, that the message may go out the potential to many parts of the world. We pray for them, their gifts, their tremendous prayers for us here. We bless you for all of them. As we gather here this morning, God, in the presence of our Abba, will you declare where two or three are gathered in your name, you shall also be in the midst. We know that there is healing power in the name of Yeshua. For the healing is the bread of Yisrael. It's meant for Yisrael. We pray as we join in Ikad, oneness of Ruah spirit, for young Jalem, as our Levim collectively we know, Yah, we don't discount you, our Abba. We pray in the weakness of our Emunah. We pray in the frailty of our conscience. For you declare unto us, we that are weak, let us say that we are strong. We are made strong by the power of your truth, Yah. We pray for her, for your power to manifest mightily. The midst of Israel, we pray for her of us and her Ima as a tremendous trial of great agony imposed upon their land. I pray your strength resonate in them with great confidence and trust in you, Yah. As we wait upon the promise and the promises of our Abba, for they are steadfast in Yeshua, and we are certain of that. So as we gather here, we shall worship you. We shall Shabbat our Abba with great ecstasy of great tefirah joy, Shem Yah. The Gilah, the gladness of Yah, that the superlatives of man cannot express, the great comfort in knowing our Abba. Bless all those that are listening by the live stream of the internet today. They may be in prayer for us here as we pray for them. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper. Ebrach Jerusalem, we pray for your people. We pray for your truth to be revealed in this hour. The message of the kingdom must be declared, for the restoration of your name shall be in the mouth of Israel. We all pray it in the mighty name of Yeshua the Lamb. And the bride of Israel cried, Hallelujah! 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 For this day we do Torah our Abba. Ibrakiyah. For mighty is the light unto Israel. For Yeshua has shone down upon the people of Yah to expose every degenerate, vile, and evil practice can be imaginable by the mind of man, to make them free, to bring them to the altar and back to the bosom of our Abba. So we brought you for our precious Yoshak, Yoshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Yisrael. We bow before you with great obeisance, our Abba. The mighty is the name of Yoshua. In him we find the precious Tikvah of our Abba. So we shall worship you today. Barak you. Yisrael cried, Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Yivarachem. ye God. May Yah strengthen you this day. Shalom. You may be seated. We certainly brak our Abba for all that He is doing and all that He has done. What a blessed assurance that He has given unto Israel the manifestation and the power of His Yashak, Yahshua, is made alive. I do want to have Brother Charles to sing my song today before I preach. You know the song. Come on, you sisters, and help him on that. Hallelujah. May Yah brock you all, and may His Ruah rest upon the house of Israel, His people, you that are listening by the live stream today, wherever you're listening from, joining us here in the bayats of our Abba. We do bless Yah for all things. We bless Him for His presence, for the victorious power that we have in His HaMashiach, Yahshua. It is a day of the blessed assurance of our Abba. We should rejoice exceedingly, and our love ought to be glad what Yah is doing and what He has done. For we're in the time whereby the wrath of Yah is going to be poured out upon such a vile and indignant nation as this superficial land we call America. It is the Babylon of deceit and destruction. He shall bring her down to the belly, and she shall not even be able to crawl. And so I warn us today, we cannot become a part of the pattern of the system. We better separate ourselves and begin to cleanse ourselves from this Jezebel that is spewing her venomous poison throughout the nations of the world. Her hypocrisy and her lies, she's offering up her sons and daughters over there in Iraq. They'll be consumed by the fire. She's offering them up to Molech. She's presenting her sons and daughters unto the gods of Babylon. What a unique thing. Because Iraq is Babylon. And the Ruah of that power is in this nation. For she is a confused nation. And everything that she utters out of her mouth is one of confusion, and she confuses the minds of the prisoners here in this nation, whom HaMashiach, Yahshua, He has made us free by the revelation and the power of Torah. That our minds are shaped by the government of Yah, not by this damnable, vile, religious, pagan system. If any man capitulate to this system, he is not of the birth of Yisrael. He is not a seed of Yah. And I do not care what the hypocrites say and the liars and the deceivers, because that's what they are. Very few shall know the power of Yah. We can pretend all we want to in our hypocrisy, but this is real. Life is as real as death. And death is as real as life. So we must take heed to ourselves and govern ourselves according to the statutes and the principles of Almighty Yah. Come on, brother, sing this for me, Brother Charles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beside the still waters. He restored my soul, my soul, and delivered me into the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, in the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Yahweh, your dove and mercy shall follow me. Whoa.
Mighty is the visitation of Almighty Yah. We make known His presence in the Bayat of Israel. He declares unto us that He is known by the Ruah, the spirits, the shofetim of judgment. So he comes to set the house in order. Israel has gone astray like a backslidden heifer away from her creator. Yahshua HaMashiach, he has come to stabilize the power of Yah's truth that he has written in the life of Israel. But this Jezebel spirit of this age and this time, it has seduced the minds of the masses. They literally believe that according to their, quote, faith, unquote, and their doctrinal beliefs that were established by their forefathers of corrupt minds, wickedness, and a sadistic nature. And they literally believe that this is the path that leads unto Yah. And so the generation has been soothed by these oracles or these orators to speak very sweet and sounding words to tell a vile, corrupt generation, it is all right that if you sin, transgressing Yah, because he shall nay, or he hates the sin and not the sinner. But the Torah does not teach that. It is a lie from the belly of this Jezebel. She is a strange whore. And out of her system has rose or arisen this vile doctrine of deception. I will go to the book, to the scroll. I will be gone in the Tanakh, the Torah, the word of Yah. For Yah has not changed, and his word has not changed. And so this vile, lascivious generation, it is one that think that they can continue in their path of lasciviousness and concupiscence, yet only their sins will be shone, hated. That is a lie from the bosom of Shaitan. For Yah as his Ahava is perfect, so is his shoneh, his hatred, not for their sins, but for the people and those that reject his Torah. Well, Pastor Roberts, that is contrary to my doctrine. I know what your doctrine is based upon. It's based upon fabrication and lies. It is not based upon the Torah. For the Tzedakah of Yah is an everlasting righteousness. It does not alter. And his Torah is his imat, his truth. The standard of his government, the standard of his statutes, his ordinance, his mitzvah, is the conscience or the personality of our Abba. So he gives this unto Israel, that this living power of Torah and Yahshua may conform us and change us from this creature of flesh that the mind is enmity against Yah and Torah to a spiritual being that lives by the direction of Yah, and they are guided by Yah because Yahweh is a Ra'ah, he is a spirit. But this generation, because it has despised Yah, it is a generation that shalnei in the Arabic, in the Hebrew form, it is one that despises Yah with great intensity of hatreds. It is a generation that hates Yah. It hates his Hamashiach. And this generation, because of that, I want to begin with a simple foundation today, that our minds and our level may be expounded and expanse, or the expanse of it, maybe beyond the limitation of our own little corrupt mindset. But it will be the mindset of Hamashiach. And that's why we are seeing the strength of this whore, this strange religious practice throughout this nation. For she has rose to the zenith and the pinnacle of power, that she dominates and alters every country in the world. We call it Christendom. I want to show us something in the book that we understand what Scripture says. It just says here in Mishlei, Proverbs, I'm going to teach and preach this methodically. Whether you concur or not, it makes no difference at all. It is not based upon some doctrine I'm trying to establish yet. And so I will draw from line upon line and precept upon precept. I will draw from the Word of God and what it says and the simplicity of what is stated in the book. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs 22:14, it says that the mouth of a strange or a zohar, a prostitute, a harlot, the mouth of a strange woman, that is a deep ditch. It is a deep pit. Do you understand that? For religion today is a deep pit. It draws in the very weak and those that are not under the breath, the covenant of Almighty Yah. We have been drawn by the principles of our grandmothers and forefathers, yet they were far removed from the Torah strength of Yah. But because it is tradition, grandmother, great-grandmother, Baptist, everyone is a Baptist. And so the strange whoreby, the powerful alluring words, she draws generations because they're not the seed of Israel. The strange whore, she brings about a curse upon the house. I will show you in the book. Hallelujah. So this Jezebel, she's a deep pit. Listen now. Yah says, he that is abhorred, Zoam, those that are hated and cursed of Yah, shall fall therein. Now those that are abhorred, or hated of Yah, Zoam, those that Yah despise, they fall into this deep ditch. So you find those that are under the strength and the power of this whore, of this religious prostitute, that she prostitutes her sons and her daughters. And they're given over unto strange spirits and powers of darkness. So what a man hates, when Yah hates a man, he abhorreth a man. He turns them over on to the power of the strange woman. And this nation is one that despises Yah. There's a hatred against Yah, his Torah. He has given this Jezebel over unto that strange power, that it has fallen into the depths of the gutters of the pit. And Yah says, because I hate them. I know what this Christendom lie teaches us, and the four wells and the lying devils, Billy the Pimp Hinge, and these dogs like TD, they're snakes, they're vipers of hell, their mouths are filled with the venomous of this Jezebel. And it pours at the minds of the people by their own greed of covetousness and their damnable greed. And Yah says, because I despise them. He says, because I so am. It's Aramaic. And you can learn the same things that Yah placed in my love to seek diligently to understand. He says, when I so am, I hate them. It is a hatred beyond expression. It is not a hatred, something that is felt, that we sense that we hate someone. Yah says it is defiled, it's detestable, it is abominable. There's a stench that resonated from it that I take no pleasure at all in it. And because they have not held fast to the Torah of Yah, his truth, he has given them over unto this strange woman. And a woman's mouth that speaks things not according to her head man, her husband man, then she speak lies that rise from the belly of her corruption. And that's what this whore is doing today. She is spewing the venom of her whoredom throughout the nations, that the sons and daughters are captive under the power of this strange Jezebel. Her mouth is sweet with poisonous venom. And she speaks sweet words to a nation and say to this vile, corrupt thing that you are blessed of your God. And she is. For Shaitan, many, and God, the gods of fortune, the Babylonian deities, are the strength of what we call Christendom. So Yah says, I will hate them. I will cause a curse. They are abhorrent to me. They are detestable. They are horrid. I despise. I hate them. And I give them over unto this religious whore. This is the nation that Paul shows often. That 95-96% of the people believe in gods. And all gods are deities of darkness. Yah, by the power of his name, emanates whom he is. His name alone, he is not characterized in the form or some pagan expression as a god. He is Yah, his character stands alone. Yahshua HaMashiach, the power of the strength of Yah, resonate not the lords of the Baals, but he resonates the strength of his Abba. And so we've been given over to this strange whore. So that is appeasing to every generation. I'm talking about God. What God? Well, he is my Lord. Which Lord? There are communities where all the drug lords run it. There are communities where all the landlord runs it. Now, which Baal? There are Baals too, are they not? Do they not hard press the people? A Lord rules over the people without any kind of regard with meekness or any compassion at all. That's what a Lord does. And the drug lords, they run the communities, do they not? The landlords, they will kick you out if your rent is 15 days late. Hallelujah. So what kind of Lord is it? What constitutes a Lord? He is Yah. And his name alone stands of the excellence and the supremacy of whom he is. And he has given us as a frail thing of a people. He has given us the Yahshak, his tikvah, his hope for us. And the very power of his word from his bosom, Yahshua. This generation, because it hates Yah, has given them over to the strange woman. A strange religious practice. A woman that secure people to bring them under whoredom or prostitute. And that's all they do. They prostitute their sons and their daughters. They got a religious feeling and they feel nice and all of that, but they defy the power of his Torah. This damned of a generation says that you can't steal, you can't kill. And yet when it comes to the Shabbat in his name, they say the hell with it is a lie from hell. It is not of Yah. They despise what Yah speaks. Well, that doesn't constitute he hates, preacher. I will show us in the stroll. As I real, Yahweh hates this generation. No, he doesn't hate their sins. He hates them. He hates this people. He hates this vile nation. Only the remnant of the sea will be saved. Do you understand that? There's a small remnant of the elect woman that Yah is going to call out. But this nation is Shone of Yah. There's a hatred for this vile, self-righteous nation. She is a strange woman. Her lips are full of harlotry, pagan ritual God worship and Lord worship. The Baptist Lord worship is different than the Methodist. And don't sit here in your self-righteous piety and say that I'm wrong. Lies from hell. There's nothing in their doctrines that create any kind of constitution of oneness. It is the doctrine of Yah's truth that HaMashiach expounded by the power of the mouths of the nobbies. It brings the power and the strength and restitution unto Israel. He is going to save his house. And so the Pentecostal doctrine is different than the charismatics because they are under these strange whores. Every whore wants her place on the corner. And you do not infringe upon her, John's. She said, these are mine. I take care of these. You take care of yours. Now you come upon my corner. There's going to be great opposition. Yah says he hates them. He saw they are cursed. And when Yah causes them to fall into this woman, this strange woman, it's because there's a hatred that is so intensified that he has cursed this people. And that is the truth. Well, Yah doesn't curse. You don't know the book, do you? Hallelujah. Listen to this now. Turn quickly to Tehillim, Psalms 5:5. I want you to jot these scriptures down. You go back and you challenge this preacher and see whether it's based upon some manipulation of words or it's based upon the authenticity of the express grammar that is expressed in the book. Is he trying to alter the grammatics of it? I tell you what he says and brings a greater clarity to it. David said, Dawid says in Tehillim 5:5, Yah says this. Now this is simple for even a foolish one to understand. Dawid said, the foolish shall not stand in Yahweh's or your sight. Do you believe that? I believe that. This is a generation of folly, isn't it? It is a generation that is given unto folly. That's why it's died before its time. Their sons and their daughters are dying. There is no ahava for truth, no love for Yah, no love for Yahshua, and they are dying. So the foolish shall not stand in his sight. And this is a directive here. It says, you shall nay, or you hate some. Does it say all workers? It said all workers, not their sin, but he hates all workers, all workers of iniquity. Yah hates every work of iniquity. You can dress it up any way you want to. He doesn't hate the iniquitous ways. What is iniquity? Slow down, preach. I will try. You'll pray that I do. Iniquity is this Torah lessness of man. It is a lawlessness that defies Torah. No matter what these Jezebels teach today, and the lies that they spew, but Yah says he hates all workers. Not the working of iniquity, but he hates all workers. He specifically tells you who he hates. He hates all workers that defies his Torah, workers of iniquity. And that's what this strange whore does, doesn't she? She says, well, the Shabbat is not important. Well, mama didn't keep it, but mama was a floozy liar. Mama was a religious zealot. Mama was not conform to the standards of Yah. You can speak words of your mama, your papa. If they were not walking in the devotion of Yah's Torah, they were not walking in truth. Hallelujah. And if Yah intends for them to hear truth, he will send that truth unto them. No man comes unto the Abba unless he draws him. And when they hear the truth, they will not reject truth. They will not. They will grab hold to it. They will harden not their hearts as in the days when they provoked it, Yah, and provocation. And so this strange whore, because this is a generation that hates the guidance of the government of Yah, he says they shall fall into this strange whore, and because they have gone into this Jezebel, they will become workers of iniquity. Hamashiach says they will come and say, Yah, Yahshua, have we not done wonderful works in your name? We have healed the sick. We have wrought great miracles, Simeon, before the masses of the people. And he shall declare authoritatively by the power of Yah, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never know you. He doesn't know them. Yah hates all workers. He hates the workers. Nothing that could he hate the workers. When a man defies his mitzvah, his Torah, his statutes, that is what brings our minds to the order to please Yah. That is what strengthens our inward parts to Ahava to love him. We can sit here like liars and say we love him. Did he be reminded of us of that on Scripture Truth, did he not? Hallelujah. We're not here to placate. We're not here to pacify flesh. I'm here by the will of Yah to destroy your arrogant pride. You take pride in your damnable kinfolk's ways that were wicked. Did not produce anything. You will get offended at a man of Yah because he directly indicts you for your iniquitous ways. See, the Baptists say drinking and smoking is sin. Now, it's just going to destroy you. For we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. That's sin. But a man says to hell with Yah, that's sin. That's a worker of iniquity. It's a man that his ways are iniquitous. And Yah says, I hate all. There's no flaw in that, is it? Not some. So there is no room for any iniquitous worker to bypass Yah, is it? I don't care if it's a Baptist, Pentecostal, holiness of the first day Sabbath, that makes no difference. He hates all workers of iniquity. When a man defies his Torah, when they reject the power of Hamashiach, Yahshua, after saying that the power of Torah has no life, did Yah speak and the Hashemah, the heavens were created? Did Yah not speak and it was created? I can imagine him by the power of his word. He says, Uriah and the constellation. And the Hoshaman illuminated with the power of his presence. And he looked at that and said, man, it is spectacular. Not what I want. And he calls the earth the darkness of it. The form of this darkness, these earthen vessels are full of darkness. He caused the light to shine, his presence to shine like he has done with Yahshua in our lives. He caused the light to shine and their light began to illuminate. He created the excellence of the earth and he said, there's something missing. He says, man, I'm going to take this thing that you call man. That's why sharp tongue despise him. That's why this strange whore is telling men today that it's all right for a woman to take and usurp authority over man. Lies. That's why you got these Jezebels dressed like harlots out of Hollywood, standing before people dressed like whores, telling them and rebuking men. What a cowardly, weak mind to allow a woman to dictate the commands of Yah to him. He's an effeminate mind, and no effeminate mind is going into the kingdom. You don't have to like me. That's all right. I say this often, that sometimes my wife doesn't like me. That's all right. She's endured the test for 30 years, though. So I am not offended, and I'm not upset because people don't like me. For oh, how Yah loves me. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. So Yahishoneh, he hates, they are his enemy. He shoneh all the specifically workers of iniquity. He despises them with an intense hostility. He hates them. He calls his fury to rise, his hatred, his yara to rise with great indignation. He hates them. You understand he's going to prove his sovereign power to us. Your grandmother's prayers did not deliver you. It was before the foundation of the world that Yah says, mind. He preordained and predestinated you as the house of Israel. Not your grandmother's prayers. Not your daddy's prayers. It's his sovereign choice. Let me move on. I'll make friends and I'll make enemies, but that's all right. David says in 106 of Tehillim Psalms, Psalms 106. I want to begin reading at verse 39. Make sure you all take these scripture down. The Ketveh of Yah. David says, Psalms 106, 38, 39. Yah says, he said, this people that I have granted much mercy to, and kindness and ahava, tenderness to, he says, so they were defiled by their own works. Now we're a generation that thinks someone else defiles us, don't we? He said they were defiled by their own work and they went a what? They went what? Now this is the declaration of Yah. I don't like that word you use, whoring, preacher. I'll tell you what Yah uses it. And they went a whoring with their own inventions. They went, the scripture says when it used that word in this instance, it's talking about a zanah. It is talking about a prostitute, a harlot. The one that is unfaithful unto Yah. This is an unfaithful generation. So it was their own inventions that they went whoring after. Verse 40, therefore was the wrath of Yah kindled against his people. In so much that he abhorred, he hated his own inheritance. He hated his own inheritance. He gave them over into the hands of the heathens, and they that hated them, rule over them. This is a generation that is going after its own invention. Now, I understand the true meaning of abhorred or abhorred. The Aramaic will be the kutz. It simply means that he detests with a great intense hatred. There's a dislike. There is no mutual regard. That's why he said that my ruah shall not always strive with man. Because some of the imaginations of his lev, all of the imagination, the thoughts of his lev is always evil continuously. And so Yah says, because my people, because I've granted unto them the mercies and the light of Yahshua, and they've gone on whoring after their own inventions, they have created this dichotomy because of their own sinfulness. You got the first Baptist separating from the second Baptist and the third Baptist. You got the house of Yahweh from the house of Yahweh and the house of Yehuda. And all of this because there's no power of the life of Torah in them. Yah is Ikar. HaMashiach, the Abba is Ikar. Not our is Ikar. For Yah is Ikar. He is one. We have this dichotomy among this corrupt-minded generation. We see it in every form. Men today don't know whether they're men or women. Women today, they're confused about their gender or their sexuality. Yah made a man and he made a woman. It's because of this whore. She has reduced the man down to this effeminate faggot thing. I use these superlatives. He's less than a piece of wood. He established these Jezebites over him. And he has no strength of power to lead his own home in the pathway of Sadiqah. That leads unto Yah. HaMashiach did not allow that Jezebel spirit of the strange horse doctrine of the Yehudim to take power over his purpose of the charge that he was given from the Abba. He denounced them. He exposed their sins. He exposed their corruption. He showed them the vileness of their nature. It was not for the purpose of Yah. It was for their own greed, their own lust. So a man hates a foolish generation, and this is a foolish generation. Because it says no to Yah. It doesn't say there is no God. That is not what scripture is implying. This is a generation that says to Yah, nay to Yah. Nay to your government. No to your name. No to your Shabbat, your mitzvah. No to your constitution. No. That's what a foolish generation says to Yah. And Yahweh says, because you are a foolish generation, I hate you. I hate you workers of iniquity. I'm going to cause you to be given over unto this Jezebite, this religious holy spirit. Most of the world today are made up of this psychopathic Islamic facet mindset. So you got the Hindus and you got this Christendom doctrine of deceit and darkness that draw man away from the power of the light. They're not satisfied with Yah. They're seeking the Gad, the God of fortune, Gad. And many, they're going after things. They're covetous. They're greedy. Their hearts are filled with deceit and lies. It is not of Yah. It is not of Yah. We can play around all we want to. You're going to lose your soul, your being. You can pretend all you want to have your little religious expression and your little religious horse activities to make your flesh feel nice. And to give you some kind of arousement that I've done something spectacular or beautiful today. Your righteousness is filthy. As a minister rag of a woman, what good is that? Has no purpose at all. Pastor Roberts, your verbs and your adjectives, your superlatives are quite sharp. I know the world talks even ruder than that. They teach your children how to say things that are so vile. In the only way they can say it because the spirit is in them. They have corrupted your children's mind with this damnable thing, the television, the lies in there. And they raise up their icons, their gods, the hammers, and the 50 senses and the jazzy Z's and all these dogs, these perverts, these hounds of hell. They raise them up to great splendor. Men of whoredom, prostitution, women that shake their vile, filthy, flesh like dogs. You dress your daughters like these whores and your sons like these effeminate faggots. You stole them out of this generation. These parents like fools. We're going to spend $60-$70 for a pair of Nike. They don't realize that they're uttering the God Nike. And they have no conscience of that. You can't tell this foolish generation their sons and their daughters will rebel. They will fight like hell if they say that this thing is not of Yah. That's why people are crazy for it. Anything that is highly esteemed amongst the world, it is an abomination unto Yah. Whatever the world looks too great, they say, I've got to have it. I want it. It is vile. It is insidious. Don't even touch it. Don't touch it. So that this power that has come into your home is shaping your mind. You can't even turn that damnable thing off. It controls your activities. It controls your day. It controls your spirit. Don't tell me you love Yah, you Jezebel. Those that are whores are hate Yah. They could see Yah. They could see Him. He said, I will hate them. I will give them over to this whore. And she will train their minds to have disdain for me, to reject me, to harden their lips. That's what He's doing. We don't know Yah. Can I ask you all a question? I want to ask two questions. Did Yah destroy the first world? Did He do it? Were there little babies there? And armed babies? Did He destroy them? When Korah, Dathan, and Abiram tried to withstand the matter of Yah Moshe, did not Yah come down and destroy the little babies in the arms? And everyone? If this is the one that this book talks about, or this is another one? It is the same Abba. Hallelujah. You that grew up with fathers, Avat, you knew when dad was coming home, you made sure that everything was in order, did you not? Because he would spank that hide. You knew the mom, the Ima had a little gentleness, a little difference in her approach. And you kind of manipulate that. You did that, didn't you? Sure you did. Tell me you did not manipulate your mom. And your daddy, he went into things. He did things because he knew what he was doing. He did that to let you know, I know what you're doing. I'm doing that to let you know you're not tricking me, all right? Go ahead. So we cannot trick our Abba. We cannot. We must desire above all things truth and buy it. So he said, I hate them. I despise them. They've gone a whoring after their own inventions. And he said, so I gave them into the hands of those that hate them. So as Brother Dell brought out to us so vividly, doing how that the world hates us. It hates Yah. And Yah says, I'm going to give you over into their hands. And so man today, his time is spent serving flesh. He has no time for his wife, his children. He has no time for his Abba. Because he's trying to bring bread and put bread on the table. It is not of Yahweh. HaMashiach came to bring liberation and freedom for Israel. That they will not be subservient unto Caesar. They will not be given over unto the Babylonian system. But the reason why they can never be free because of their own covetousness, their lust, the deceitfulness of their own flesh, the lust of their eyes, the lust of their flesh, and the deceitfulness of riches, it constantly chokes out the word of Yah. So when you hear truth, you despise it. You don't like it. And so when a man like me speaks, you really despises him. I don't like his mannerism. That's all right. Don't care about that. Not one iota at all. Not a hireling. Don't need any pay. And if he takes care of the sparrows, I preach like this, he will take care of me. For he has. And he shall. And I will not capitulate to be a part of the in circle. He hates all workers. He turns those over that he hates. He despises them. And he hates them. Psalms to Helium 5:6. Oh, I'm going to bring us down the road map and show us this intense hatred of Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, you're using the word abhorred, zuts. And you're using those words. Well, that's all right. We'll get to the expression of the Shonay. It all means Shonay. You look it up in your Webster dictionary. You look up abhorred. And look up what a synonym is. It is a word that expresses the very same thing of the word that you're looking at, right? So the synonym is hated, hatred, despise. And Yah despise this generation. That's why the sons and daughters, their minds are being shaped today by evil, wicked devices. Parents are creating the wicked devices in their homes because they will not obey Torah. Yah commands us to touch not the unclean things of the world. Dawid said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. And that damnable thing that we call the boob tube is evil. It's evil. He said, I hate all workers. I hate all that turn back on Yah. That is one of the most powerful inventions that Shaitan had brought to pass. Cause your mind to be idle to women. Men cause you to become lazy. These Jezebels in these communities set up all day and watch as the whore turned on the bed again. As the lies of the world, as Ryan's hope. Ryan has no hope. Ryan is a pimp, pedophile. It is the truth. Give their minds over to that damned of a trash. The woman wonder why their young daughters are pouring out babies out of both drawn legs. They're giving them out unto Hollywood. Don't you understand? I preach a message. You that are listening, you go back and listen to that message I preach on Hollywood. And even what Hollywood is, it is no misnomer that the name is Hollywood. It's a place of deception to destroy the true reality of man. You gave us reality. When you look up in the brightness of the sun or look up in the sky in the midst of the night, you see the reality of yon. So they set these superficial, surreal things before you. And they bring you into this surreal world that is false, fictitious. It's not of Yah. Hallelujah. So that's why Yah can't talk to you, because Ryan Hope is talking to you. Tell me what's on those shows now, the Jezebels. Are they not? Are the women Jezebels? Every man sleeping with every man? Tell me what show on this damnable thing. Well, I watch Christian television. Those perverts. Benny the pimp. Crap low creeping dollar in your pocketbook. Kenny Hague and Kenny Jimmy the swagger, drunkard, swaggart. These are perverts. They're not mobbies of yours. Their words will never cut me. Faggots go in there and they get aroused by these men. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Listen to this. Yah says in verse 6, Psalms, did I read that to Helium 5, 6? Yah says this now. He said, you shall destroy them that speak falsehood, that speak lies. Is Hollywood full of lies? Is it nothing but lies? Even reality, they fill it with lies. Well, that doesn't distort anything. Can I ask you a question? Does a little leaven leaveth the whole thing? Does it? It is a tool of Satan. It destroys the love of man. It does. It enhances the evil wickedness already in man. It says, Yahweh abhorred, he hates the bloody and deceitful man. Does it say that? Does he abhor? He hates. Yah hates the sinful man, the one that transgressed Torah. The one that defies his Torah. And the man that is deceitful. This is a generation. Scripture says that the wrath of Yah is revealed from Hashemah in the heavens. Against all men. Against all men that hold the truth of Yah in unrighteousness. We must find out what the truth is. His Torah is the truth. We must go back to the Bereshit. And he said, my wrath, my vengeance, my anger, my hatred for that man shall be revealed. Because they hold the truth. You will ask them, what about his name? Well, he has many names. Lies, how many names you have? He has one. And his name is not an American, pagan, Latin, Greek, Jezebel name. His name is Yah. It's not Jesus and Lord. He came in his Abba's name, Yoshua. His name is not English. It's Arabic. That's the truth. What is your name? My name is David. And that is the form that they have reduced it in the English vernacular. In the Aramaic, it would be David. I like that better anyway. David. He said, I hate all deceitful and men that sin purposely, willingly, that defy me, and that say, that they say in their own hearts, that I don't have to do what Yah says. This is a foolish generation. This is a sick generation. We see it everywhere we go. What we call abnormal, it is normal in this generation. It is not so. I will not give my sons and daughters to this world. As far as me and my house, we're going to serve Yah. We're going to walk in the truth. Sister Roberts, my wife, she is not going to instruct me in the things of Yah because of her feminine emotions. I like her feminine ways, love that. But I will not allow that to sway me in the things of Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, you simply don't know. I'm tough on her than I am you. And that's the truth. Because you couldn't bear it. Hallelujah. Well, why is that? Because my house must be in order for me to set the house of Yah in order. And I will set his by it in order. He gives unto us gifts. You know the word rule. In the Aramaic, it's, you enunciate it mashal, almost like marshal. And that's what we're going to need, marshals. A marshal keep everything in order, right? Mashal. So he has made me a mashal. Hallelujah. You know, we take time to delight in him and seek him constantly. You have time to understand the depths, the breadth, and the might of his works. We like folly today. You see, you there's no consciousness of thought. You can sit there and watch television for 3-4 hours. And you become very resistant when it's time to even pray. Your knees get achy, don't they? That's vileness. That's a sadistic nature. Hallelujah. David said, I was glad when they said, the gilla of Yah filled my life, when they said, let's go into the bayat. Hamakdash of Yah, his house. He was always happy. We don't get happy for that. Pizza Hut, different thing. Walmart, Kmart, Nickel Dime. Ah, that's different. False pretense. We become lively, don't we? When it comes to Yah, no life at all. So Yah hates them. He hates all those that speak falsehood. Yahweh will abhor. He will hate. He will ta'ab. He will cut all those that are bloody and deceitful men. He hates them. He does not love this generation. There's no aspiration from Yah at all. Turn quickly to Malachiah. I want to show you something. Because I want to get into the depths of it right here. This is just a little foundational work. You cannot build a building unless you establish the foundation. And the cornerstone is chief. So Yah lets us know as we began in the Psalms of the Tehillim of David, the precious Psalms, he speaks unto us in Malachiah chapter 1 and verse 1. Now I want to make sure that I'm reading this right, so if there is a mistake in my enunciation, please raise your hand and correct me, alright? It says in the Malachiah, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, the burden, the heavy yoke, that Yah put upon this man, Malachiah, the burden of the word. Does it say that? The word of Malachiah. Come on and speak to me. The word of who? The word of who? Now these are not Malachiah's words. These are the words of Yah. He said, the burden of the word of Yah to Yisrael by now. So the words were spoken by Malachiah, the Navi of Yah, the man ordained and established to speak unto Yisrael. He said, I want to show you who I am in my sovereignty. Your wicked ways, your wicked inventions have deceived you. I want you to understand who I am. Verse 2, he says, I've loved you, says Yah. Yet you say, wherein have you loved us? So Yah says, was not Esau Yaakov's brother, says Yah. He says, yet I loved Yaakov. Yet I love Yaakov. Verse 3, and I loved. I saw not his damned sins. I hated Esau. He said, and I lead his mountain and his heritage to waste. For the beast of the field, the dragon of the wilderness. He said, I loved Yaakov, but I hated Esau. I despised him. There was a hatred so intense. He sold his birthright, didn't he? That's what we have done. Yah knew he would do it from the beginning when he created him. Before he was formed in his mother's belly, he hates the Esau's as well today. They sell Yah for anything, don't they? Well, I know it says that, but mama taught me in the Methodist way that we need to go this way. That's what they do. Well, my daddy was, he was in the church of God, of Christ, and I was born in it. I'm going to die born in the church of God in Christ. You're going to die a fool, man. So it's a great burden unto Malachi. He says to Israel, don't you know I've loved you? I've shown you great love. Now, I don't care what the gods of Mizraim, what you think of them. And that spirit of this whore has permeated in this generation throughout 700 years. He said, I don't care what you think of them, but I showed you I love you by bringing you from the heavy yoke of the bondage of Mizraim. He said, I love you. He said, to show you my power, and you cannot bring me down, you cannot establish me, you can denounce me, but I'm still here. He said, I love the younger one, and I hated the one that had the birthrights. I hated Esau. Yeah, his son there. Does it say that in your text? Now, I know these revived translations of whoredom, they want to take out any kind of thing that they think is negative. Everything that Yah says is right. He just speaks to a wicked people. A vile creature like us. Stench. Corruption. Your own heart is deceitful above everything. And it's a desperately wicked thing. So he says, I want you to understand that I hated Esau. I hated him. And this is a generation that has no birthright. It's one that has been birthed by this strange religious whore. The mind of this generation has not been shaped by the Torah, has it? It has not. They despise Torah. If you say to them now that they will say that this is all right, the mitzvah of Yah, they will say, well, adultery, you can't do that. Oh, I don't steal. They say, I don't do those things. But when it comes, he said, you shall not bring my name, the name of your Abba to Shava. You shall not bring it to nothing or naught to make it vain. Then they say, well, he didn't mean that. Lies. Yeshua did not come in the name of Jesus or Jesus. He came in the name of his Abba. His name represents the authority and the power of the one that is able to save. He declared unto Zavat, his Abba. He said, while I was in the world, I kept them in your name. In your name. In the name of truth, of Torah, I kept all of them. I've lost none except the son that was perdition. Now, is that fairness to Yah? Was Yehuda Iscariot, was he the son of perdition? Sure he was. Sure he was. Sure he was. Just like he hated Esau, he hated him. Has he not chosen us? And among us there are you that you're nothing but tear and full of hypocrisy and lies. That's why when he sent the Melechim, they're going to separate the wheat from the tear. You that are false, you're going to be separated. I've seen that happen here enough to know. The reapers are coming to reap. They're coming to make the harvest of Yah. And a man says that he loves Yah and despises his mitzvah, his commandment, he's a liar. If any man says he loves Yah and keeps not his mitzvah, he's a liar, and the emet, the Torah, is not in that man. He has no truth, and that's why his ways are iniquitous. And that's why this generation is an iniquitous generation. They practice iniquity. They practice defying the Torah of Yah. They practice defying his mitzvah. It's amazing that we learned all this. I know in the Baptist whorehouse, I learned this, the mitzvah of Yah. Now, all this was important, the six dealing with men, but the four dealing with Yah, that was not of importance. For his Shabbat is not the first day. It is the Shabbaton, it is the seventh day. We keep the Shabbat of Yah and keep it kodesh, set apart. No buying, no selling, no fleshly or rousing or engagement. We rest. It is a Shabbaton unto Israel. That's what it is. So does it say here that he loved Esau? He hated he shoneh. Say that. Shoneh. He shoneh. You never learned any Arabic word. That's shoneh. He hated Esau. Well, how does an apologist constitute that? Or what does he say? Well, brother, listen. Listen to me, sister. That's in the old book. My friend, you draw the blessings out of the old book. You draw from Malachi when he talks about the tithes and offering. You drive the folks to hell about a nickel. You draw them for a dime. You castrate them because the little poor sister strong enough to have a nickel, and you such a greedy fat dog in your fat car. You deprived her of any kind of spiritual maturity, and you damn her because it is taken not every nickel, but every penny she has just to eat. You will not lift your hand, you fat swine of hell, to give her a piece of bread. But you drive her like a lord, don't you? Well, preacher, that's in the old book. Okay, it's in the old book. I believe the book. For the scripture, the ketuvah, was given by Yah, by the inspiration of Yah. And these were Kodesh men that as the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah moved upon them, they wrote. It is written. Well, Yahshua came to make that different. No, he came to give power to what was said and what was written. He came to give life to what was said. He did not come as teaching something different. He taught what was in the Torah, the Tanakh. He preached the same thing to Yeshaya, Obadiah, Zechariah. He preached the same message unto Israel. As the old preacher would say, repent or you're going to burn. In hell, you're going to lift your eyes. Well, preacher, that has no relevance for our modern day time. I am a pastor of a mega whole house church. So it has no relevance. I know it doesn't. It's not in the renewed covenant. It's not in the renewed Brit of Yah. I want to read something in Romans. Turn there quickly. Romans chapter 9. Hallelujah. Jahu speaks to let us know that the Brit, the covenant of Yahweh, will never change. What Yah says never change. Is he the same today? Was he the same yesterday? Is he the same forevermore? For in the kingdom he shall be the same. The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 9 and verse 8. Yah says, I want you to understand, Israel, it is not you that have chosen me, but I have chosen you. You have not elected him to be your Abba. Your mama's prayers did not do it. It was by the power of his sovereign election to let you know that I am the mighty one, and beside me there is no mighty one. That's why he did it. A piece of trash like us. And yet he elected us. That's all right by me. That's all right by me. I like that. That's all right. Out of the dunghill, despair, depraved, full of every kind of sinful, wicked activity. And he elected me. I don't take that lightly. And then he gave me a command. A charge. And I will not take that lightly because I'm a warrior. I don't bear the sword of Yah in vain. I'm set to defend Yahshua. For he is the power of Yah's truth. So you false, deceived liars, I will not accept your deceitful mandates. Shaul says, I want you to understand that the Brits, what Yah says doesn't change. He says in Romans chapter 9, verse 8. He says, I want you to understand this, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. Now, he identified the children of the flesh. These are not the children of Yahweh, but the children of promise are counted for the seed. Those of the bosom of Abraham, Israel, not just in this physical thing. You got these Caucasians that say that we are the elect seed. They're liars. You got these colored Negroes or whatever, black African Americans, that say that they're liars. The power of Israel, not only was Yaakov, and the power of that translation with the Malach of Yah, not only did he prevail, but the true sign of Israel is the power of the spiritual law, the Torah of Yah in them. For I shall write my Torah in the lap of Israel, and they shall know their Abba. So these white devils are going to hell. So are the black devils. For his seed, for the seed of Israel, it is a sure thing. They prevailed. And Yaakov prevailed. That's why Yah says your name will no more be called Yaakov. But I'm going to give you a name that shall be known throughout the earth. You shall be called Yisrael. For thou is a prince, a czar among nations. For you have prevailed. For my determination is in Israel. And only Israel is going to prevail. The determination of Yah is in Israel. Now there's a religious horde here. That she has a pretense. And she looks as though she's Israel. She has the aura. She has her palastery. Her laws. She wants you to know that these are my laws. And I know all 613, 913, 1,000. I have this. But they have no true life of the power. Of the witness of HaMashiach. No one is the true seed of Israel without the true witness of Yah. And Yahshua is that witness. So you have those that are the falsehood in the land we call Palestine, Israel. And they say they're the Yadims of Yah. They're liars. And we got this whore in America. They are Zionists. They came from every part of the world. They are thieves. They have robbed. Are you saying there's no Israelites there? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's a seed of the remnant of Israel in that land. It's not that little community in Dimona with their lies, that the buckles of doctrine is not on the street of that man that died of the day that called himself Yahweh ben Yahweh. He is not the son of Yah. He died